My name is Joe Curry, and welcome to Davin's Den Scams the Scammers. Millions of people fall prey to internet scammers every year. Among those are romance scammers who promise relationships and love, but instead take their money, their heart, and sometimes their life. These scammers have contacted Davin, Pip, and myself for the same reasons, but we scam them back. So join us for Davin's Den Scams the Scammers.
In this next Davin's Den Scams the Scammers, Davin wants to end it with his scammer, Agnes, as she can't remember anything from the sham relationship that they have, and Davin is sick of her lies. So listen and enjoy.
She goes, if you love someone, you with her. You said you're ready to walk away. Is okay if that is what you want, then is okay. Yes, I'm ready to walk away. 5 months of my life, I have invested in a myth. A woman that can't be bothered to remember how she's affected the person she supposedly loves. 5 months of nothing. How wonderful. And that's right back on them. You've got nothing.
Yeah. Oh, that's true.
That's where I was going with that.
5 months of nothing.
I'm reminding them. Yeah. I'm sucking them in as I drive them nuts.
It's like, oh my God, 5 months and I've got nothing.
She goes, you told me I hurt you when we were talking about your daughter and wife missing, right? I go, geez, sound like you aren't sure. What are you going to do? What are you doing? Feverishly checking your notes you've made? I'm ready to walk away.
Yeah. So what'd she say to that?
She goes, I thought we were over that one.
There's so many whining complaints. I can't keep track of them all.
I thought you were talking about something else. That's why I told you I don't remember anything. I go, well, I wasn't talking about, quote unquote, that one. Sorry, the damage you do is nothing more than something to keep score of.
Ooh.
You're judging me now. You're ready to walk away, right? Do as you please. You want to dump me. It's okay. I go, can you blame me? You can't ask me anything you can ask me anything you told me about you and I can remember it. I ask you important things and I get, I can't remember. Can you tell me again? How would you feel? Ugh. And then she's gone for 2 hours.
She's just like, I need a cigarette. I just got
She's gone for 2 hours. Shift change. 2 hours later she comes back along and I go, so you're just gonna run away when things are tough? She goes, my time was up. Can you say thank you, good night? I'll be selling merch outside.
That's my time. Thanks, great.
I go, so you just leave? She goes, my time was up. I go, fine. I go, I'm leaving now. Let me know when you're ready for a mature relationship based on passion and devotion. She goes, I'm here all time. Just tell me you are able to ever forgive someone. If someone has done something which is wrong, you only have to forgive. If you can't forgive your partner, then there is no love. I can forgive. It is that you do not care enough to remember things. It is not the first time. I'll be back later. I have plans. I'm leaving now.
Ugh.
I had to go buy some fish. They were my birthday present from my wife.
Very nice.
So we bought some fish. I had to fucking go. And I didn't realize this, but this is right afterwards I had signed off. She goes, you have plans for another person?
Ooh.
Just tell me if you don't want to talk to me. Then walking out. I have thought about us a lot, and I want us to make a decision. Why do you keep hold to the past? Why can't you forgive me when I do something wrong? I go, it is not that I can't forgive you. Again, this is the morning.
Yeah.
She's fucking working overtime on
me.
The boss is cracking the whip. I go, it's not that I can't forgive you. It is when you hurt me, you quickly forget what you did, which means my feelings do not register with you. That I can't forgive. I can forgive mistakes. I can't lack a feeling and caring to not make the mistakes again. She goes, I promise I will never do that again, my love. Please.
Oh, wow.
You continuously forget that which is important to me. I'm sorry. I care about your feeling.
The just one, not the other ones, just that one feeling.
Exactly. The one that holds the wallet. I go, you say you do, but I don't know if I can believe you. You do a lot of things that make me think you have ulterior motives other than love. I've made that mistake once. I don't want to make that mistake again. Ooh. It would destroy me. I already have dark thoughts. It would push me over the edge.
Oh, boy.
What dark thoughts do you have?
Oh, come on.
Even Pip Helix remembers my thoughts.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God, and I'm not looking for a payday, and I remember. Oh, my God.
I go, again? How do you not know this?
I did not remember this. I was eating a gun, you bitch.
Oh,
I go, oh, I'm sorry. I just turned into Guinness. I'm sorry.
I go, don't you remember a few weeks ago when we were talking? She goes, I know about that. I want to put that behind us. For every relationship, there are ups and downs. We just have to survive, my love. I go, you know about what? I think you have no idea what I'm talking about. If you don't know, then you have lied again to me. So I would answer carefully if you want this to go further.
Ooh.
Yeah. She does not know my legal background. This is why people think I would have been a very good lawyer.
Oh, yeah.
I'm very good at entrapments.
Yeah, nailed to the wall.
She goes, I'm not lying. I go, I have given 5 months of my life to you. I have sacrificed everything for you, and I'm beginning to think I made a terrible mistake. I wonder if she feels the same.
Every day.
She goes, are you going to keep hold to lies and say one lie to another? No, I don't lie to you. Ever. What was going on with me a few weeks ago? Do you remember? Yeah, about your daughter and wife. I go, no, you have no idea. I obviously mean nothing to you. And this is why guys fucking shut the fuck up and just agree.
Yes, yes.
She goes, I'm only a human. Well, maybe. You've talked so much and I'm so confused. Shut up, yappy.
That's the best thing.
Do you know how many people we have working on this case?
You talk so much, I'm so confused.
I go, and you have talked so much too, and I have treasured everything you've told me. Do you see the inequity in this relationship? I am so confused. She goes, I am so confused about the priest, you, my kid, your daughter, my family, and your wife. You don't know what I am going through here in Ghana. My late husband's family is on my tail. I go, what's going on with them? It's a long story. I have time. Because remember, in the first day, there was a long story, yeah, but first day, I can't push it.
Right.
5 months, and I got time.
Yeah, it's like, oh, tell me everything now.
They're trying to get Michael from me. They think I can't take care of him. I'm going through a lot. Why would they think that? And it's true. I can't provide the kid with everything he needs.
The kid.
The kid. I feel so useless and stupid. I think I'm not a good mom to my son. I go, you provide him with love, food, and shelter. Not every kid needs video games. It is a ridiculous thing for them to think otherwise. She goes, I provide him with love. To talk about food and clothing is hard for me. I go, you've told me he was taken care of. Were those more lies?
Oh.
I'm a dick.
Dick.
She goes, it was not a lie. The food here is not healthy. I go, what does that mean? It is no good. I go, what does that mean?
Yeah.
I go, it's not good enough for the kid.
It doesn't reach my standards on the Zagat.
Billy the fucking kid, Emilio Estevez is the kid.
It's not good enough for the kid. Oh, this is a different person writing this.
I go, taste? She goes, yeah, and he does not have a health insurance card. I go, I'm a good cook. I can give you recipes. Just need to tell me what your ingredients are.
Wow.
She goes, do you think I have money to buy those? I think you don't get me. Healthcare is free in Ghana, so why not change job? Lord knows I've tried to get you on a new career. Even tried to get you some quick money from my company. Show your tits, you whore.
That's what I was going
to
say.
She goes, you've got to pay to get that card, and I don't have money for that. When you have the card, it's free. I couldn't do enough research to find out. So.
Yeah, I know.
I go, the government provides it. Christian groups provide it. You work for a Christian orphanage. She goes, no. Is not under that. I think I have to stop working from the orphanage home and look for another job. I go, why is that? She goes, to earn some income. I go, that might be a good idea. She goes, but finding work here is not easy. I don't know why you don't want to help me out. I am studded.
I am studded?
I believe she meant stunned, but studded is very funny.
I am studded.
Apparently she's mating in the pasture.
For more Davin's Den Scans the Scammers, search for Davin's Den on iHeartRadio.